The whereabouts of senior al-Qaeda operative Khalid Sheikh Mohammed are not known. He was seized 4 days ago in a pre-dawn raid in Pakistan. Intelligence sources there say Mohammed has been taken to Bagram Air Base in neighboring Afghanistan. Pakistani officials will only say he is no longer in Pakistan. Mohammed is believed to be the mastermind of the September 11th terrorist attacks. NPR's Libby Lewis reports questions are being raised over whether Mohammed will face trial and how he will be tried.
There are plenty of issues to deal with before getting to the question of prosecution of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
The capture of this fellow may present some problems, but it's the kind of problems you'd like to have every day.
Stuart Baker is former general counsel of the National Security Agency.
There will be questions about how to treat him, where to keep him, how long to keep him incommunicado, what to do if he doesn't fully cooperate, how far you can push the interrogation to the point where it becomes something other than sort of psychologically coercive.
The second order of questions deal with whether he will be brought to justice. Ruth Wedgwood, a professor of international law at Johns Hopkins University, says that's not a priority anytime soon. The U.S. doesn't even have to bring him to trial. She says according to the law of war, he could be held as an unlawful combatant until the active hostilities are over.
Ultimately, would it be nice to see a guy like that convicted? Sure. But again, first priority, since he is an active operative, is to keep him from killing again, and he can kill at a distance. He can kill even while he's in custody.
Former CIA Director James Woolsey agrees Mohammed has too much value as an intelligence source to be concerned with prosecuting him anytime soon. He has no rights, for instance, as a prisoner of war.
So he may just be held sort of the way a pirate would have been held when we were fighting the Barbary Pirates in the Jefferson administration 200 years ago, and effectively dealt with the way a pirate would have been dealt with then.
Stuart Baker thinks it's more likely that Mohammed will be the first modern-day terrorist suspect to be prosecuted by a military tribunal. He's not a U.S. citizen, and he wasn't captured on U.S. soil.
He was captured abroad. He has no claim to U.S. citizenship or nationality or a connection to the United States, and he knows a lot of things and can say a lot of things that we might prefer not to have made public.
That's just what concerns Jonathan Turley. He's a law professor at George Washington University, an expert in national security law, and a critic of the Bush administration. Turley says a military tribunal would shield not only intelligence, but also anything the administration wants to keep secret.
The tribunals have one great benefit. The administration can limit discovery and limit disclosure of what they did to the suspect in terms of interrogation technique.
Turley says if the Bush administration tries Mohammed by military tribunal, it raises questions about how the government decides who gets what kind of justice. Remember, Turley says, a number of al-Qaeda terrorists have been successfully prosecuted in U.S. courts. They include the defendants extradited to the U.S. to stand trial for the 1998 U.S. Embassy bombings in Africa.
We have tried al-Qaeda people in federal court, getting convictions in 100% of those cases. We have also tried people involved in the very conspiracies that Mr. Mohammed is accused of being involved in federal court. And moreover, the administration has recently brought additional al-Qaeda-connected individuals to charge them in federal court. So if the administration now sends someone like Mohammed to tribunals, it will deepen the criticism that the administration is treating the rule of law as some discretionary, arbitrary question.
Turley says the administration may choose that route to avoid the kinds of problems it has run into in the federal case of Zacharias Moussaoui. A federal judge has ruled Moussaoui has the right to question another al-Qaeda suspect, Ramzi bin al-Shib, and the administration contends that could compromise national security. For its part, the White House says it's far too soon to tell whether Mohammed will be brought to justice, much less in which forum. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.